KOJB 90.1, The Eagle. Good day to you and welcome to another edition of Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Rock with you. And joining me in the studio today is Keith Carnes. You're the forester for Leech Lake DRM?
I am, yes.
Okay. What are we going to talk about today, Keith?
We're going to go over a little bit on gypsy moth.
Gypsy, is that an invasive species by any means?
It is. It's European gypsy moth. It came from Europe. And it's been over on the East Coast for, I guess, well over 100 years now. Okay. And it's been slowly working its way across the country this way. We've been trapping for them for about 5 years now. Put out little detection traps. And we've actually caught some. Okay. We catch one or two every year. And they've all been males. Then the males fly. The females do not fly.
Really?
So if you find a female out there... Mm-hmm. That's going to be huge news, because okay. Then there's a population somewhere.
Okay, I've never seen a gypsy moth. Tell me, what do they look like?
They're pretty small. They're half inch to an inch long. The females are white. The males are kind of brown and with black chevrons on it. They got the real feathered antenna.
Okay.
Kind of look like the forest tent caterpillar moths. The antenna is exactly the same. Okay. It looks really a lot like it.
All right. You said they go through obviously they have a caterpillar stage, right? Am I right?
Right, okay. Right. Yeah, they go through all their stages.
What does the caterpillar look like if you happen to find one of those?
I think it's got red and blue on it. It's been a while since I've seen a picture of it.
Okay.
It looks, I think it's the one with red and blue, the forest tent caterpillar. It looks like keys. It looks kind of like a forest tent caterpillar.
Okay, there you go.
But different.
All right. What's so bad about these little guys?
Well, the females will lay eggs on hardwoods, and then the larvae will get into the hardwoods.
Okay.
They prefer them. They'll go through a lot of oak, birch, and when they get in there, I mean, their populations just go insane. I mean, they just overpopulate, and they'll kill a whole stands of hardwoods.
So if a moth lays eggs in one of them, it can actually spread to the other trees? Does it just lay in one tree, or does it go around and drop them off wherever it does?
Well, like the female doesn't fly.
Okay.
When they're on a tree, they'll lay eggs on that tree.
Okay.
But the larva, they will move. They'll infest that tree first, but once they kill that tree, they'll go to another one.
Wow.
That's right next to it, and they'll just keep, you know, flowing out.
Okay. So the possibility of an invasion can actually happen.
Oh, it can. It has. Up on the Arrowhead.
Okay.
In fact, just this year, the state is doing a quarantine up there. They're going to quarantine Cook and Lake counties.
Really?
Because of gypsy moth. They say the gypsy moth population is high enough now, you're not going to be allowed to take green logs.
Okay.
Outside of those counties, they're going to be quarantined. It's going to be a bit of an issue with industry. Neighboring reservations, Grand Portage is certainly going to be affected by that.
Okay, so besides quarantining, what other type of preventive measures do you guys take? Do you cut the trees down and burn them, or what do you do?
Luckily, we haven't had to deal with the quarantines yet.
Okay.
There is that idea with emerald ash borer of phloem reduction.
Mm-hmm.
Cut out a circle, like a donut circle of trees, and keep a few that they want to infect in the middle.
Okay.
Try to suck them in.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that that works so much for gypsy moth. They do use pheromone flakes for gypsy moth.
Mm-hmm.
They put these flakes out and it smells like the female's pheromone, and it confuses the males. They can't find the females in the woods.
Okay.
So.
Is there any possibility of like spraying for them?
You can. They use BT. It's a natural compound.
Okay.
What exactly BT stands for, don't ask. I can't remember. But it's a natural spray, and that is supposed to infect them. I've heard good things about it. The pheromone flakes is the most popular.
Okay.
I know that's used quite a bit, and they're natural too.
All right, I'm not a fan of moths. I don't know if it's because I saw Godzilla versus Mothra when I was a kid, but I just do not like moths. They're just too fuzzy and nasty to me. But anyway, that's another subject. All right, so right now we do have a gypsy moth invasion around. Well, you have found some. What type of trees? You said hardwoods, meaning what kind of trees are those?
Mostly, I mean, when we put out our detection traps, we're always looking for oak.
Okay.
Generally, oak and birch seem to be hit pretty good.
I know we have a lot of birch up here. Do we have a lot of oak, too?
We have a lot of oak.
Okay.
Yes. We got bur oak and red oak.
So it's just the hardwoods that they don't mess with the pines or anything like that?
They don't, no.
Wow. Okay.
Other insects that are always looming on the edges.
So it doesn't matter. They're all there anyway, right?
Right.
Okay. So if somebody finds a gypsy moth, let's say they find one, do they contact you guys and tell you, or what do you do with that?
Yeah, if they get it, I mean, obviously a moth, I mean, they're pretty fragile. Mm-hmm. You know, we would ask, keep it in good condition, you know, try not to smush it, you know, don't stomp on it and then bring it in and ask us to identify it. But if they were to bring it in, I could tell them, if you know, I could take a look at it and say if it is, if it isn't. If it is, we're going to want to know exactly where you found it.
Okay.
Again, if you found a female one, that's going to be news. It's okay. Going to be big news.
Now, if they're female and they don't fly, do they have wings? Do they just have like...
They look like a regular moth.
Okay, but they just don't fly.
They just don't fly.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Okay. All right. Well, Keith, if we have any questions about the gypsy moths or we find one or whatnot, how do we get a hold of you?
It can be reached. My direct line at the Division of Resource Management is 218-335-7418.
Okay. And if you find the gypsy moth and you can bring it into you, where are you located?
Right on the south end of Cass Lake.
Okay, sounds great. All right, that's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices. We'll be back next week. I'm Marie Rock for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle.